the first reading today, St. Paul tells the Corinthians that he presented them to the Lord as a chaste virgin to Christ. We look at that and ask ourselves, how can that be? First of all, it's dealing both with males and females. Secondly, he's talking to people who are generally married people. So how can we be a chaste bride, a chaste virgin given to Christ? It has nothing to do with anything that is physical. It has to do with the spiritual. And so what it implies is that we need to be purified, as he talks about with regard to his letter to the Ephesians, that we are to be without spot or blemish or wrinkle or any such thing. That's even what he talks about that married people are to be doing for one another, to help them to purify to that point. That is exactly what this is all about. All of us, remember, are members of the bride of Christ. Doesn't matter if we're male or female, the soul takes on the feminine always. All of us have a human soul. We don't have a male soul and a female soul, we have a male soul. We have a human soul. And the soul simply informs a body that's either male or female. But it's a human soul. And so all of us will be united, as we are already in the mystical body of Christ. We will be united in heaven. Every soul in heaven will be united together, and they will be united to Jesus, and they will be the bride of Christ. Every soul in heaven will be perfectly purified of every sin, of every stain, of every blemish, of every wrinkle, of everything that would inhibit our ability to love perfectly. That's the point St. Paul is getting at. To be presented to the Lord as a chaste bride, a chaste virgin, has to do with our souls. And if we look at ourselves and recognize that, wait a minute, I'm quite the sinner here, how can this be? Thanks be to God, when he forgives the sin, he removes it. Every single sin that you have confessed and has been absolved in the confessional is gone. It is no longer on your soul. When Jesus looks at your soul today, none of those sins are there. None of them. They are gone forever. And so now what we need to do is continue to progress in the spiritual life, to grow in holiness, and as we do, the soul is purified more and more. And if we continue far enough before we die, we can actually reach perfection. If we haven't reached that point before we die, well, then we deal with purgatory until we're made perfect. But either way, we cannot get into heaven until that point of spiritual perfection is there. That's what St. Paul is getting at. That's what he wants to present us to our Lord as. And ultimately, of course, in heaven, we won't be presented until we are perfect. And that's what we want to strive for, not perfectionism, but true holiness, to have a perfect love for God. That's what it's all about. And so that's what we want to keep striving for, to keep trying to work toward developing that love for the Lord, which means, obviously, being that selfishness is the opposite of love, it means getting rid of all the selfishness in our lives, overcoming all those selfish desires and all the sinful things and so on, and ridding ourselves of these things so that we are truly 100% for the Lord. That's what we will be for all eternity. That's what our Lord is asking of us now, to start working in that direction, or keep working in that direction as the case would be. So that's the point that St. Paul is getting at. It is not something that is possible for us to do by ourselves. It's only possible by the grace and mercy of God. But by his grace and mercy, we can actually be made perfect without spot or blemish or wrinkle or any such thing, so that we can indeed be a chaste, virginal bride for our Lord Jesus Christ.